In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Dear faithful, during this Easter time, the Church is joyful. The Church is joyful because Christ, He is risen, and He has redeemed us. Since the luminous night of Easter, the Paschal candle, the symbol of the risen Christ, shines at the foot of the altar in the sanctuary of the Church. Its flame has been transmitted to the soul of every baptized person. During 40 days, from Easter to Ascension, the apostles have been in touch with the mystery of the timeless presence of the risen Christ, but they do not understand yet that the kingdom of God must start inside themselves in order to be realized through eternity. Jesus, risen from the dead, uses those 40 days to kindle faith in the souls of his apostles. What he tells them is a bit mysterious. It is a strange mix of absence and presence, of secrets, of teachings, and of questions. He leads them from the cross to faith, from earth to heaven, from the natural virtue of trust to the supernatural virtue of faith. Because he has to go, Jesus prepares those who saw him in the glory of the resurrection to purify their hearts, their faith. It has not been easy for the apostles. They saw him, but they did not understand. It was not easy for Jesus either. He was talking to men who were close to him, but who did not know him, who did not recognize him. The reason was that after the resurrection, Jesus was not to be recognized only on the basis of the witness of his human presence. He also wants the consent of mind and faith. Jesus does not only want to be seen, he wants to be believed. And so he makes himself visible so that we can believe in the invisible. Jesus is preparing what is going to follow. He's going to live, and he tells them about it. His departure will not result in a rupture, in an absence, but in a new kind of presence. This atmosphere must be understood in a joyful faith. Jesus is risen. And at the same time, it is mysterious. It is amazing for the apostles as well. Jesus is so expected that he is not recognized. All this does not happen just by chance. Jesus makes himself visible to kindle faith, but at the same time, he is absent. He's on earth, but he no longer belongs to earth. He's in fact completing his pedagogy as the risen Christ. He gives himself 40 days to move his disciples from earthly companionship to the way of faith. They must go to the evidence. Jesus is going to leave. Jesus is going to the Father. They will need Pentecost and the gift of the Holy Spirit to admit it in faith. Easter morning has been a day of triumph and a day of glory. But this triumph is humble. From the beginning, the good news of the resurrection is transmitted only through witness. Those first witnesses are invested with a mission. Go to your brothers, tells Jesus. From now, the message will be announced in that way, through the recognition of faith and through the conviction of witnesses. And in this way, it has been going on for 2,000 years. The font of all is the burning love of Jesus' heart pierced by the spear. Jesus wants witnesses because he wants to associate us to his saving work. If he had not done that, we would be unable to understand the meaning of human life. Jesus' love for the world is a burning love. The Paschal candle reminds us of that mysterious reality. On Easter night, we did not light the candle saying, "Switch yourself on." The Easter fire was needed. It is a duty of the witness to transmit. We must never forget that we move the world forward only if we ourselves move forward. Jesus will be loved if we ourselves love him. But this morning I would like to go a little more deeply. I think the reason why many of us do not leave the faith overflowing with joy is because we are not accustomed to looking at Jesus full of joy. We don't picture him smiling and lovingly affirming us and others. We don't see him with a communicable happiness that could get St. Peter, St. Andrew, James and John to leave their boats immediately, to entice St. Matthew from his tax tables without hesitation, or to have vast crowds come to listen to him for hours. The one who shows us how to receive God's gift of joy to its fullness and let our whole lives develop in accordance with it is Mary. Mary we celebrate in a special way during the month of May, and Mary we ought to turn to even more as we approach the anniversary of her apparition in Fatima this coming Friday. The first words of the angel to her in the Annunciation were, "Rejoice, Mary." And guess what? Mary rejoiced in the Lord always. Seeing that this was God's will for her, the Virgin Mary, full of grace, manifests her joy before her cousin Elizabeth, who celebrates her faith. She has grasped better than all other creatures that God accomplishes wonderful things. His name is holy. He shows his mercy. He raises up the humble. He is faithful to his promises. Not that the apparent course of her life in any way departs from the ordinary, but she meditates on the least signs of God, pondering them in her heart. Not that she is in any way spared sufferings. She stands, the mother of sorrows, at the foot of the cross, associated in an eminent way with the sacrifice of Jesus. But she is also open in an unlimited degree to the joy of the resurrection. And she is also taken up, body and soul, into the glory and joy of heaven. With Christ, Mary sums up in herself all joys. She lives the perfect joy promised to the church. And it is with good reason that we on earth, turning to her who is the mother of hope and of grace, we invoke her as the cause of our joy. We turn to her as we celebrate this Mass, asking her to intercede for us that we may receive her Son's gift of Easter joy, and let it transform us so that our existence may, like her, become a Magnificat. Today, as we prepare to receive the blessed fruit of her womb, let us ask her help so that we may hear Him said to us both, "I have come so that my own joy may be in you and your joy will be complete," as well as, "I will see you again and your hearts will rejoice and no one will take your joy away from you." This is our faith. This is the faith of the Catholic Church. Let us rejoice in it with Mary and all saints. If we happen to be discouraged by life, let's come back to the source and ask ourselves this question: I am really a witness of the resurrection. From the answer to that question, we will be suddenly reminded that only Christ can fill our hearts. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.